container would be placed under that. Pour water into the top of the barrel, and as it leaches through the ashes, it dissolves the potash so that the water that collects in this basin underneath the barrel is a potash solution. Now put that in your old wash pot with some kind of grease like rancid lard, tallow, something of that nature. Cook it together, and the result is two chemical products. There will be a solid substance that solidifies on top of the pot. That's soap. And then there's a liquid that is on the bottom, and that's glycerin. Well, of course, I don't think that the pioneers had much, so far as I know, glycerin was a waste product. But in the modern factory, it's a highly valuable ingredient used in the manufacture of nitroglycerin, which many heart patients have to have, and of course, in the manufacture of gunpowder. So, but I doubt if the pioneers needed the glycerin. I just don't know whether they used it for any purpose or not. I think it was a waste product that they threw away.
Do you remember in the barrels, did they have any special names for whatever went around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Hoop, I believe that's called. H-O-O-P, I guess. My spelling is a little rusty. I've been retired for several years, so I'm getting mighty rusty on my spelling. A man who built these barrels was called a cooper.
A cooper?
Yeah, that, a man named that. He probably acquired his name because an ancestor manufactured barrels.
So Mr. Cooper, you should expect him to have made
barrels. Well, the way the barrels were made is that the wood from which it's carved, it's cut into strips that are narrow at each end and wide in the middle. And the edges are beveled so that when you fit two of them together, they no longer are flat, but just curved a little. You see, it's made a little bend. The next makes a little more bend and so on to find the meat on the other side. You've got, it's not a cylinder because a cylinder has straight sides and these sides are curved. See, since these staves, I believe each individual board is called a stave, and since, maybe stave, is that a plural word? you can see that if the middle of the board is wider and it tapers to a narrow point at each end, when these hoops are put around, the ends will close together and be smaller at each end than the bottom. So the whole figure is round, but the top and bottom are smaller than the middle. Now, the reason for wanting them that way is if you can get your hoop on the top and start driving it down, then what's it going to do? They're wider at center, so it's going to do what? Pull them together. And you can't drive it past the center, of course. In fact, those hoops would be made in different sizes, so you could drive one maybe within 6 inches of center. The next maybe it'd be a foot from the center and so on like that. And there might be maybe, perhaps two or three on the bottom part of the barrel and the same number on the top part of the barrel. But you tighten them together to make them leak-proof by driving them as far down as you can, you see. Now, if they were straight sides, then you'd have to have some other gimmick for tightening them. The fact that the barrel is going to be larger at the center makes it possible to drive these hoops until they're tight. But the man who does this work is a cooper.